All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman. I'm speaking to you live this morning from sunny, freezing, cold Connecticut, and we're going to get this call started. I want to welcome you all to our training call. KZ1 in the house, and we are making an impact on people's health and an impact on people's checkbooks and an impact on people's lives, and very excited to be here today. Real quickly, I had the good fortune to be able to sit with Nick Engstrom, our general manager, earlier this week, and we spent a lot of quality time together. And as I mentioned on this call 2 weeks ago today, that Nick and the team are working vigorously on a business model that is going to be extremely strong. And the most important thing, of course, that it's going to do is it's going to put money in people's pockets very quickly. And we have a little ways to go before that's finalized. But when this is finalized, I will be able to say to anybody, you will be able to say to any of your prospects, let me ask you a question. If I could show you a way that you can make an extra $500 to $3,000 in your first month in a new business, would you be interested in hearing about it? And obviously, I can't imagine too many people who would want to say no to that, especially when you realize that 3 out of 4 people in the United States are living paycheck to paycheck. So for most people, I think that's substantial first month money. Well, it is going to take a little bit of time, but you know, it's one of the things that Nick said to me. He said once he comes up with something, once he develops something, whether it's a business model, whether it's a product, as soon as it's finished being developed, he's looking for a way to make it better. And so we have an event, as those of you might be well aware, that's going to be happening in February. And there's going to be some things that happen prior to February and during February that are going to make this happen for you, because Nick and the team are working on it. I also had time to spend time with David Warren, who's one of the heads of our new science advisory board, and in Hawaii last week. And he was explaining to me not just about the Edge product that has already been developed and is so powerful, but about the other products that they have in the works that we're going to be able to get. And it's not going to take forever to do that. So it's a very exciting situation. And if you haven't made your plans for Orlando yet in Lake Florida, you want to be there. You want to be the first to hear about this. And I know that the website is open for those of you to get registered for this. You want to get an early registration. You know, we still have the contest that's been going now for a couple of months. And basically, you know, you get points when you enroll people, because, you know, really, if correct activity in a network marketing company is exposing the business to people, enrolling people, helping them expose the business, helping them enroll, exposing the products to people, getting customers. And so I believe that if you want to build your business the fastest, obviously, you've got to enroll some people, and there's no question about that. But be that as it may, I know some of you are a little disappointed that, man, we don't have this way to make extra money right away. And I've heard the disappointment in your voices that it's taking us a little time to get this done. So here's what I did. I created my own contest. Now, this is not corporate sponsored. This is the Eddie Freeman, and it's my Christmas present to you. And I'm going to refer to this as double fast cash. Wouldn't it be nice if you could come in with a package, a $1,000 package, a $500 package, a $200 package, and simply by enrolling 4 people, you make all your money back? And when I started my jewelry business way, way a long, long time ago, you know, it cost me 6 figures to get started. And then I had to work as hard as I could for 2 years to almost break even. So if you can start a business in direct sales and network marketing, and you can break even in less than 2 years, I think that's a plus. But I believe with this contest that I'm going to be running, you can break even in 2 weeks. Because all you have to do is enroll four people, two on your left and two on your right. So how are we getting this done? I'm calling this the double fast cash. So basically, right now, when you enroll somebody, let's use the $1,000 package, okay? So right now, fast cash from the company is $120, right? What I'm going to do is match that personally out of my pocket. So when you enroll somebody for $1,000, you're going to get $120 from the company, and you're going to get $120 from me. That's $240. You multiply that times four, it's 960. But there's more, because remember, if you've enrolled two people on your left and two people on your right, you're also going to make another 120 in binary. So you've already showed a profit by enrolling four people. Now, when you enroll somebody, just send me a text, 781-962-4643. Let me know the person that you enrolled and the package that they enrolled with, whether it's the small, the medium, or the large. That's all I need to know. Now, I'm going to accumulate these dollars, and I'm going to send them out to you so that you'll receive them December 24th, the day before Christmas. This is my Christmas present to all of you that want to go to work over the next, let's see, we have 4 weeks. We've got 19 days. You got about 6 weeks. 6 weeks. So if you need to make money, what you need to do is recruit people into this business. Now, one of the things, another thing I was talking with Nick about is something that I really haven't talked about in some time. And the truth of the matter is, no matter what you want in this life, and you know what, I don't think it matters if you want to build your business or if you want to be a better golfer or if you want to lose weight or you want to go to the gym. No matter what you do, in order to achieve your goals, I believe you really have to break out of your comfort zone. Because it's very comfortable to wake up in the morning, for me, and wake up and say, yeah, I'm a little tired today. I don't really feel like going to the gym today. And then it's also comfortable for me when it's time for dinner, instead of being like our friend Gregory and having a nice piece of salmon that is very healthy, for me, it's a lot more comfortable to have a nice big bowl of spaghetti and sauce, maybe some meatballs, some chicken parmesan. Man, that's comfortable. That's comfortable for me. I got to break out of my comfort zone to eat fish. I really do. I got to break out of, but you know what? When I got started in network marketing, most of you that know me would probably say, you know, Eddie, you're not just successful, but you're like in the upper echelon of successful people that I know personally in the industry of network marketing. Yet those of you that know me, come on, do you really think I'm something special? I am, you know, I mean, I am so bad at so many things. It's unreal. You know, the only thing I know about a computer is that I own one. I mean, the Boston Celtics are not looking to add me on the team. The New England Patriots are not looking to add me on their team. You know, Aerosmith did not ask me to join the group. You know, I got to tell you, I don't really have that much of a skill set. But what I did have is I wanted to make money in network marketing because I have a family. I've got kids. And when my jewelry store imploded in the late 80s, early 90s, I wasn't left with much. And I got to tell you, for me, times were hard. For those of you that see me today, wow, you know, look at him. He dresses nice. He's driving a brand new Mercedes, a $115,000 automobile, and oh man. But it wasn't always that way. I had to break out of my comfort zone. I didn't have anything else. You see, when everything, I had a convergence of negative things happen to me that were so bad that in the year 2000, now think about it, guys, only 17 years ago. 17 years ago, at the age of 50 years old, I was in such sorry shape, it was pitiful. I lost everything. I lost my business. I had no money, and I didn't have a house. As a matter of fact, I lived in a room. Now, you've seen me today, right? Pretty successful guy. You know, walk around pretty confident. But the truth of the matter is, it wasn't always that way. I literally, in the year 2000, everything in my life had gone bad, and I found myself living in a room. I wasn't proud that I was living in a room. I have two sons, and they wanted to go to college. I couldn't pay for them to go to college. Well, they're basically my height and weight. You know, they're, you know, like 5'7", you know, 100. One son's like 120, the other's 140. They were not going to get any athletic scholarships. As far as scholastic scholarships, I love my kids. But when they got C's on their report cards, if they got D's, I would be so excited that I would take them out for pizza and celebrate and ice cream. So scholastic scholarships were not coming our way. I didn't have enough money to get and qualify even for a student loan. And I was living in a room. That's how bad it got. And my sons lived with me. Now, at the time, they were 16 and 14 years old. And my sons certainly wouldn't sleep in the same bed as each other. And heaven forbid that either of my sons would sleep in a bed with their dad. In this little room that we called home, I literally put three beds. And, you know, when I'd see people walking around, they'd say, Eddie, how's it going? I'd say, hey, I live in a three-bed room. I got into network marketing, and it was uncomfortable for me. You see, like so many people, I didn't take rejection very well, you know, and it's sad, you know, it's scary. Who likes to be said no to, you know? And I realized very quickly in the industry of network marketing that a lot of people say no. Of course, the only way you're going to get a lot of people to say no is to recruit a lot of people. And you have to start having a little bit of a thick skin. I had to break way out of my comfort zone. I didn't want people to say no to me. I was a popular kid, you know, growing up. All the way from my earliest memories, I was one of those guys that was just a popular guy. Popular kid, had a lot of friends. I didn't get said no to a lot growing up. But I knew, I was told by my mentors in network marketing that if I wanted to do this and I wanted to be successful, I was going to have to break out of my comfort zone. See, I knew if I called my mom, that I could probably enroll her, and she would probably, you know, spend X amount of dollars to join my business, and then she could call her sister and her brother. And I mean, I knew I could be very comfortable and call my mom. But I knew that a lot of people would say no to me, and it was frightening. Yet mentors told me, Eddie, you got to break out of your comfort zone no matter what you want to do. You've got to go out there. And so I opened myself up for rejection. You know why I did that? I had to. I don't know what situation you're in today financially. Maybe you don't need this enough to break out of your comfort zone. All I can tell you as your friend, as your business coach, that if you really want this, you got to break out of your comfort zone. Just ask yourself, how much do you want this? How bad do you want this? You see, I wanted the business so badly. I was living in a room. I was living in a room with my kids. They wanted to go to college. I couldn't send them to college. I had no money. I mean, I used to look at people that were going to McDonald's. How can you afford that? How can these people afford going to McDonald's? Oh, my gosh. I would take my two sons out to eat. See, I didn't have a stove in my room. Okay, I didn't have a stove. I couldn't cook if I wanted to. And my meals, I would go buy a half a pound of bologna. I would put three slices of bologna. I would get the day-old bread or the week-old bread that was already stale and part moldy. I figured the mold added a little taste. I'd get a little mustard, and that would be one of my meals. I used to have these protein drinks that cost a dollar, and I don't know what they were made of, but let me tell you something. I couldn't digest them, and, you know, within an hour of consuming them, you know, it was not pretty. And yet that's what I would eat. Those rare occasions, once a month when I did take my kids out, I'd take them to the pizza place. My oldest son would get two slices of pizza, but he hated the crust. My youngest son, he got ziti, but he didn't like sauce, and it came with a meatball. So I would ask him to get the sauce and the meatball on the side. My meal would be one son's meatball, and I had to wait for my other son to finish the crust, to finish the pizza and leave the crust, so I could dip that in the spaghetti sauce. I shared their drink because it came with their meal. Heck, sometimes my kids might not have brushed their teeth for 4 days, and I'm drinking out of the same glass. I had to do it, and I wasn't proud. And I needed to make money. I didn't have money to start my own business. I was dead broke. I used to say, everybody I know, I owe. I had no money. I'm living in a room. I've got kids that are depending on me. I didn't have another way. And I found a network marketing company. And I listened to my mentors. I did things way out of my comfort zone because I had a reason to. My reason was I had to feed my kids. I had to put clothes on their back. I had to. And so I got out of my comfort zone, and I recruited people. If you try it just one time, here's what you're going to find, okay? It's kind of like the very first time I did an opportunity meeting. I was scared to death. I gave the worst opportunity meeting maybe in the history of network marketing. And yet, when it was over, the thought occurred to me, I'm still breathing. My kids still love me, but I got out of my comfort zone, and I did it again. And I started recruiting people, and I started talking to people. I didn't have, you know, the tools that we've got today. I mean, I couldn't use our system where I spoke to somebody, sent them a video. Heck, the product in my first network marketing company was skincare. How long do you think it takes a person to use a skincare product to see results? How about weight loss? You think people see results immediately with weight loss? Yeah, maybe if someone's, you know, 200 pounds overweight and they lose 11 pounds, you know, in a day, but you know that's not really, they're not losing fat, they're not shrinking fat cells or losing water, so you don't really see results. We've got a product that people could consume sometimes once, sometimes twice. You know what I found? A very high percentage of the people that consume this product 5 times, 5 days in a row, do you know what? They have varying results, but their results. Shoulder pain going away, sleeping better, becoming more regular, blood pressure getting regulated. I mean, you think about what we've got with Edge. You take a world-class athlete like Justin Gatlin. You know, Justin Gatlin is in his mid-30s now. He won the Olympic gold medal for the United States about 14 years ago. He's faster now than he was then. just recently. You all know who Bolt is, the world's fastest human. Justin Gatlin just beat him. Why? Because he had an edge. And the edge was our product. See, I didn't have a product that I could just have somebody try for 5 days and they saw results. I didn't have videos. We didn't do three-way calls. We didn't have that then. It hadn't been invented yet. Nobody even knew what a three-way call was. My business model was I had to call you and invite you to an opportunity meeting using a cloak and dagger approach. Hey, Mark, it's Eddie. You know, how's it going? How's it been? Man, I got a business. We're going to make a fortune. We're going to be on the beaches of the world. He'd say, what is it? And I'd say, I can't tell you. But you come to this meeting on Thursday, and you'll find out everything about it. Yeah, but Eddie, what is it? If I tell you part of it without telling you the whole thing, it won't make any sense. It'll be like trying to put a jigsaw puzzle together with all the pieces, but you're going to love it. It's 90% visual and on and on. I mean, man, it was brutal in those days. But I needed to do that. I needed to break out of my comfort zone. I needed to make money. And the opportunity I had there wasn't close to what we have with this. But you know what? In the year 2001, in February, I got into a network marketing company, and I worked 18 hours a day. I did. Well, I had nothing else to do. I had no job, no money. No job, no money. I found somebody that I could borrow money, that I could have a cell phone. And then I used a payphone. I had some kind of a calling card that I had a friend let me borrow some money to pay for the calling card. And I made phone call after phone call after phone call after phone call. And within 6 months, I was making $10,000 a month in that company. And I was no longer living in the room. Within a year, I was $80,000 a month. Why? Why was I able to do that? I'm not faster. I don't jump higher. I'm not better looking. No, I'm not smarter. I know nothing about computers. Why was I able to do it? I wanted it so badly that I would break out of my comfort zone and risk people saying no to me. And here's what I found. I could have 9 people in a row say no to me. And by the way, in network marketing, oftentimes it's not no. What you're hearing is no, you idiot. No, you moron. What could you be thinking? An illegal pyramid scheme? Are you nuts? Are you crazy? People questioning my sanity. But these dream stealers that were out there, I know that they weren't going to pay for my kids to go to college. There's no chance they were going to pay for my kids to go to college. They weren't going to buy my kids food. They weren't going to put clothes on my kids' back. All they were doing was out there trying to steal my dreams. And what I found is 9 people in a row could say no, but if the next person said yes, I forgot about the 9 people that said no. And so I broke out of my comfort zone. And you know, from the year 2000 and on, for the last 16 years, I'd be willing to bet that I personally enrolled more people with a product package of $200 or more. Because I'm not talking about enrolling them for $50. I'm talking about a real enrollment where they buy product as well. I'd be willing to bet that in those 17 years, I've personally enrolled as many people as anybody in this industry maybe ever has. And do you know why I've been able to do that? I know this may sound crazy, but I guarantee you I've had more people say no to me than anybody. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. I have people say no to me every day because, see, even when I'm not working the business, even if I go out to eat, I'm prospecting the waiter. If I walk into a casino and I sit down at a poker table, I'm going to prospect the person sitting at that table, okay? And when I'm on an airplane and I'm flying and you think I can't work, I'm prospecting the person that sits next to me. If they say no, so be it. Because I promise you, it does not take a lot of people for you to personally enroll to make a lot of money. A couple of good people can make you a lot of money. A couple of people that have that desire. A couple of people that want to change their lives. A couple of people that aren't happy anymore living paycheck to paycheck. And yet, like I was, they didn't have enough money to open up their own business. Like I was, they weren't bright enough to be a lawyer, a doctor, they weren't strong enough and big enough physically to become a professional athlete and sign these $100 million contracts over the next 5 years. No, they were just people, average people like me, who just kept swinging the bat. My dad used to say to me all the time, don't get called out on strikes. I don't care if you go down swinging, because as long as you swing the bat, you have a chance. People, I have people that see me in the gym, right? Or I see in everyday life, and they hear that I'm 66 years old. And now that I'm on this product, I'm ripped. I'm in the best shape of my life. And people see me and say, man, I hope I get to look like you when I'm that age. And I'm thinking, no, you don't. Because if you wanted to, you would. When I started the gym, I was a skinny guy with a big pot belly. Everybody in my family was overweight. I wanted it so badly. And I to this day, I want it badly. I love walking around being in shape. I love people looking at me and saying, you're 66 years old? That's right. That's right. Because I'm on this product, and I go to a gym, and I want it. And I break out of my comfort zone. And I'm proud of that fact. But you see, I'm not special. You can do the same thing I did. All you have to do is want it. And I don't care if it's our business. I don't care if, in general, you want to lose 5 pounds. You want to be a better parent. You want to be a better husband. You want to be better at anything. Break out of your comfort zone and do what it takes to do that. I hear so many people say, oh, man, I want to make it in this business. But they're not willing to do what it takes. I'm here to tell you. You got to break out of your comfort zone. Try it once or twice. Let me know. Share with me. Call me. I'm here for you. Call me up and tell me your disaster. Oh, this guy said this, and he told me I was a blah, blah. That's okay, because I promise you it's happened to me. I've had people that I respected and I thought respected me call me names. But I went out there and spoke to another person and spoke to another person. Guys, this business is not it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. There's numbers involved. But I promise you, if you go through the numbers, if you contact enough people, you're going to be like me. You're going to have so many people say no to you. So many people say no to you. But you know what? You're going to have people say yes to you as well. You mark my words. And if you speak to 10 people in a row and you get 10 no's in a row, call me. Let's talk about what you're saying. Let's talk about the message you're giving out. Let's role play. Show me. What are you saying to these people? What are you sending them? How are you following up? Are you following up with your upline? Are you following up with me? Are you breaking out of your comfort zone? Are you doing what it takes? Are you saying you want the business? Or do you really want it? Do you really want it? I want this thing. I want this thing, and I still break out of my comfort zone. I'm sitting in a freezing cold car. I can't see your faces. I don't know how many people are listening to this right now. This is not comfortable for me. But you know what? This is important. And it's important enough for me to break out of my comfort zone, because if I can push a button in one of you today, one of you, and you go out there with a passion and you call person after person after person, I'm hoping to give people hundreds and thousands of dollars between now and Christmas. I can't wait to hear your voice, to have you text me, Eddie, I just brought in another one for $500. Brought in another one for $199. I brought in another one. And then whoever has brought in the most people by December 24th, I'm going to, guys, I've got 11:30 Eastern. So I can't tell you what that's going to be yet. But I will tell you this. Whoever enrolls the most people, and I don't care if it's on a $199 pack, a $499, or a $999, to me, it's all the same. You enroll them, put them on auto ship, and whoever enrolls the most in Florida in February, you're going to receive something very special. Folks, we've come to the conclusion of today's call. Again, if I could push a button in any of you the way my buttons were pushed all those years ago, if I could help one of you go from rags to riches, because you've probably already gone from riches to rags. Now it's time to get back to riches. If I can help one of you today, if I can help one of you, I've done my job. One last thing. You're going to check my Facebook on Monday, because Tuesday night I'm going to be doing a webinar at 9 p.m. Eastern, and I'll have all the details by Monday. Guys, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys, and I promise you, out of your comfort zones, and it won't be long before we're all together on the beaches of the world, baby. Aloha, and I will speak to you.
Aloha.
Take care, everybody. We love you. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Eddie.